Profits are up at the big banks, so are they going to start lending again?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, some hotels are ready to dump those tiny little shampoo bottles for good. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now at the open. The Dow down 54 points, about a half percent at 11,590. The NASDAQ also down a half percent, and same with the S&P 500. Citigroup reported this morning a $3.8 billion quarterly profit thanks to fewer losses from bad loans and less money being set aside to handle losses. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo, which has a bigger focus on consumer banking, reported a $4 billion profit. So what does all that mean for you and me? Well, let's get that information now from our regular Monday guest, Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. She is with us live from New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Julia, bank earnings up. We've got another couple this morning. What does that mean for ordinary people who want to get a loan on a mortgage or for a small business?
Well, if you look through the details, the results are just okay. Banks are actually having a tougher time making money and growing revenues. So, unfortunately, I think that what it means is that credit standards are probably going to stay pretty tight for a while. It doesn't look like it's going to ease up anytime soon.
But when people hear about $3, $4 billion profits and they know that these banks are sitting on a lot of cash, they've got access to cheap money from the Fed, they're going to say, why aren't they lending?
Well, so we have a bit of a chicken and egg situation. We want to, after the financial crisis, we want to move to a world with smaller banks, with more tightly regulated banks. So that means that banks have to set aside more of their earnings to shore up their capital position so that they're safer. And what that means is that there's going to be less of that money available for lending. And of course, banks know they're under tighter scrutiny about the kinds of loans that they make. So in the process of moving to a world of tighter regulation, that by definition means less free money around.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.
Well, now to Walmart, which announced today that two of its top executives in China have stepped down just a week after authorities in one Chinese city closed several Walmart stores for food labeling violations. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
The city of Chongqing, population 32 million, has 13 Walmart stores. Every one of them was shut down for mislabeling pork as organic. Political analysts called the crackdown politically motivated. Chongqing's party chief will likely be promoted to China's top leadership next year, and its hacking a foreign company usually garners public support in China. Business analysts disagree.
China's been arresting both executives of Chinese companies as well as foreign companies. So this is not just a foreign attack.
Sean Ryan is the author of the book The End of Cheap China. Ryan says Walmart's been sloppy in China. Its biggest mistake, he says, is the company hasn't changed its strategy for China. Walmart recently reported a quarterly loss at its 350 stores there.
Western brands cannot compete with Chinese companies on price. It doesn't work. Chinese companies will always be able to be cheaper.
Analysts in China say Walmart should switch gears and focus on wealthy consumers. With two top positions in China now vacant, now might be the time to do that. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect. And by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org.
You know those tiny little shampoo bottles in hotel bathrooms? Well, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, they may be on their way out.
It can be frustrating in a hotel shower not to have enough shampoo left in that little tiny bottle. You shake and cajole in an effort to squeeze out just a little bit more. But not at the high-end SLS Hotel in Beverly Hills, where they've stocked the shower with full-size bottles.
Which really allows you to go completely crazy and soap yourself as much and as often as you want to from head to toe.
Tomas Medding is the general manager there. You can tell he's good at what he does by the very next line out of his mouth.
or not at all. It's really entirely up to you.
Metting says the hotel uses big bottles because they want to create more of a residential feel. Plus, they reduce waste, which is something a whole lot of hotels are aiming to do, both upmarket and downmarket. Michelle Millar is a professor at the University of San Francisco. She says those tiny plastic bottles create extra work for housekeeping. They create a whole lot of trash and can cost more than the alternatives. But getting rid of them is tough. It's hard to come up with an alternative that visitors will like. With big bottles?
Consumers are still a little bit hesitant with the big bottles because of sanitary reasons or what's in those bottles or did anybody tamper with them.
And with the other primary option, those wall-mounted soap dispensers.
Consumers have been really reluctant to use those. I think it reminds them of going to the gym.
They see it sort of like truck stop bathroom dispensers.
Consultant Brandon Kennard says those perceptions could change in time with a good education program, kind of like the tags you see about saving water by not replacing towels.
You could put a little sign on the soap that says, hey, we're saving 10,000 bottles of plastic from going into the landfill by using these dispensers. We hope you like them.
Or maybe it'll take more people realizing how fun it is to go lather crazy with all the soap they could possibly use. Or not. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, to a letter that's going up for auction next month in London. It was written by Paul McCartney back in August of 1960, asking a drummer to audition to be the drummer for the Beatles. This was pre-Ringo Starr. The name of the drummer is not on the letter, so we don't know what happened to him. And I guess we can only hope that this song wasn't written about him.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Poor drummer. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
Knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
And this is APM, American Public Media.
Exercise can be a really good way to take your mind off things. De-stress about downsizing.
Running is something that I didn't have so much trouble succeeding at. My hard work paid off, which my hard work did not pay off at a lot of my jobs.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Exercise, unemployment, and getting back on your feet. It's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.